Vayter in Oraisa. We are in Yevamos Tav Hey Amud Aleph, making our way. Unbelievable. Moving along here. Here we go. So we are in the very top line, very top word, and continue on in the middle of a sugi over here. We explain why it is that Tanis Rabbi Shmuel, he learns out from the smicha of Tzitzis and Shatnis that Asay is docha a losa asay, right? We explained that. Now the Gemara is going to take a look at other tanaim, and we explained that this smichas over here is that we have the word woolen linen semu pishtin in the shatnas. That pasuk is extra. So that says the Gemara tina chlatana de Rabbi Shmuel. Okay, this makes sense. According to tana de Rabbi Shmuel, because he considers these words extra. Says Rashi, the top Rashi read the icer late semu pishtin. Elo the rabbanim the last little called big god. Them semu pishtim, they don't dash in that. For hot semu pishtim, lomai said they don't taste extra. Minalahu da asya say v'dochalosay. Where do they learn that that asay is going to come in dochalosay? And now the Gemara says, Rabbanan minalu. Where do they learn it out from? Nafkalo me rosho. They learn it out from rosho. What's rosho, you ask? And we know something known as a mitzora. A mitzora has tzaraas. Now, when the mitzora gets better from what happened there, he has to have a whole purification process. And one of the steps that they do, the Torah says, is that on day 7, he has to shave off all his hair. He's got to shave his head, his beard, his eyebrows, all his hair. He's got to shave it all off. Now, all his hair is obviously including that which is on his head. So when it says Rosho and it says his head, that must be extra over there, and it's used in order to now expound, elaborate. It says Rashi, Rosho matam adlom ben sorek siv yigaleach is kol sa'aro. Hari Rosho bechalal, that's included in all of his hair. Lama lead the siv Rosho, why would it say the word Rosho? The Italian really tena brisa, Rosho matam adlom, why does it say the word Rosho? Like we just said, b'mit sorek siv. So why would we do that? Levishan, because the pasuk says, lo sakifu pasra. We have a pasuk that says you're not allowed to round your head, and this is known as payas, right? You're not allowed to, you know, cut off the corners of the head. Shomayani af mitzorakin. I would learn out that maybe even a mitzora that would be the same iser would apply to him. You have to shave off your head, but you have to leave the sideburns. Talmud Loma Rosho. Therefore, it says the word Rosho to teach you no. In this case, you have to shave off all of it, even that. Because Savra Haitana, and this Tana holds that hakafas kol harosh shma hakafa, rounding the entire head, when you shave all of its hair, is considered rounding the corners and is normally going to be an iser. So now, if not for the pasuk rosho, his head, we have thought that even though the mitzvah is chayv to cut off, shave all his hair, we have to keep the sideburns, have to keep the payas. When the pasuk says his head, that's coming to teach that the mitzvah's chiyuv to shave overrides, that's the asay, overrides the los asay of los sakifu. We learn out that in other cases also, the asay is docha a los asay. Says Rashi, because of haitana, the itzrich le rosho lidchos lav, as a knock off the lav, the los sakifu, the hakafa is called a rosh, shema hakafa is called hakafa, v'lar minan peyas, pa'as, kasav echmana, hilkach I lav, the Rebbe kra, Hava Amina lo lekev. I would have thought you don't shave the whole head. Almash mina kra da asya save the dochalos. I say we have a pasuk coming to tell you something. Hachanaf, because we're learning that from Hilkach. Therefore, itzrach aleah. We need the word aleah lemesar erva liyibam to go into aser the erva from yibam. The lotema asya say the yibam. This shouldn't say that the asay of yibam should come bedochilav da achosisha and knock off the los asay. This is taking us all the way back to the beginning that we were talking about in Daf Gimel, that's why you need the word Aleha, because if not for that, you would have thought, because we know that Asay is Dochalos Asay, we're learning from Rosho, that a man who has a wife, and that wife has a sister, that sister is married, and so let's say his brother, and then two brothers married two sisters, that he could do Yibam on his own sister-in-law, even though you would have thought you're allowed to do that, because Asay should be Dochalos Asay of Achosisha, and therefore we say, no, you're not Aleha, come and teach you that that's not the case. But the Gemara says, hold on 1 second, you can't really compare this because you could ask, Mal lav da kafa, shekin lav she'in shava bakol. We know this concept of lava kafa, the iser of shave, of rounding the whole head, is something which is not doesn't apply to everyone. What does it mean it doesn't apply to everyone? Rashi says, Dinashim in a beloved akafa. Women don't have a problem with akafa. Woman wants to shave her head with a razor, the entirety, her beard, her hair. You know, you got the bearded lady in the circus with long pears, and she decides to take a razor as one of her acts and shave everything off. She's fine. Says the Gemara, says Rashi, Shainshub of a cold Dinashim in a beloved akafa, but her comment, the Kudushah of Lamanema base. So Tomer beloved achos isha, shekishem, shahu musar alea, kachi musaris a love, dechsiv, and a fashus also shneim b'mashma. Sounds like both of them are included in this idea. And therefore, right, this Isser over here applies only to men and not women, but the Isser against being with its erva applies to men and to women, right, even though the Pasuk is using the Lashon of don't take a woman in addition to her sister, but the Torah also says later in the Pasuk, it says, Kikola Sher Yaseh Mikola To'eva Se'elev Enichoser Nefashos also is Mekarev Amam, which is anyone involved with this, including women as well. And therefore, you can't bring me in Aseh Yizdocha Losa Aseh by the case of Payas, right, to come and teach me that to other things, because the other things are men and women. This is only men. What do we do now? Now we have a problem, or at least we don't have the concept of asya sevedo chalosa say. We don't learn that out. Maybe only by this case, but you can't learn it to other things. And we're back to the question of why do we need the word aleha? Says the Gemara, Ella Asya Mizikano. In the Chinam, you learn it out from somewhere else. We learn it out from that pasuk, it says his beard by the Mitzorah, right? But the fact is, it doesn't only say his head, we just learned that over here, but it also says that the Mitzorah has to include shaving his beard. The time runs to the Bryce, Zikano Matam Lomer, why do you have to say his beard? What is the purpose of throwing that in over here? Since we know, it says by a Kohen that Upasakadam Ashes Bekadam Ksiv, the corner of Upasakadam Lo Yigalecho of the hair, they shall not shave, right? A specific thing about shaving with a razor. Shomei Af Kohen Mitzorah Kane. I would think there would be also a Kohen Mitzorah who has to be purified over there, would have the same Isser, and when he's purified, he's not able to shave the beard. Tamid Lom is a Kano, therefore comes and says, no, you got to do it explicitly to tell you the Kohen does shave his beard. So we see that the Mitzvah's Aseh, that the Mitzorah has to shave, is going to override the Los Aseh of the Kohen shaving his beard. Rashi says, Tamid Lom is a Kano, the Rav Zakin Kohen Mitzorah, the Aseh Aseh, the Los Aseh. Right, so this is going to come and knock off Los Aseh. Back to the Gemara now, it says, V'im eino inyan alav she'ein shav v'kol. Now you're going to say the same question. What do you mean? But this is no shaykhas, because the women don't have that same answer. We just said that a second ago, so why would you go and use this to learn out to something where women are involved? We already had that problem with Rosho, so therefore we're left with saying the same thing Rosho said. V'im eino inyan alav she'ein shav v'kol. And if it's not connected to that, because we already learned it from the concept of Rosho, t'neu inyan alav shav v'kol. Then we place it on to a lav, which is shav v'kol. So we learn that, and I say, is docha lo say, even though the women no shaykhis, that's because we already learned out the no shaykhis thing from Rosho, and that's like excluded it, but this one, we wouldn't be saying the same concept. If it's saying the same concept, it must be that it's teaching us something else entirely. Says the Gemara, hold on one second. No. Akati Yitzrich. We still need, like the whole point is because it said this is an extra word that we're learning out from, you know, the beard thing. Not true, because we still need it. We need to teach the din that a Mitzorah, who's a Kohen, is going to shave. And even though we know from the Pasuk, his head, that an Aseh is going to be Docha Lo Sase, which is not common to everyone, we still need the Pasuk to say his beard to teach that a Mitzorah is a Kohen, is going to go ahead and he shaves his beard. Says Rashi, Vakati Tzarech Legufa Lashmina teaches the lav the payas the payas zaka in Kohanim Mitri the lo nafka lo mirosho v'afagav the ain shav v'kol who the zaka techlamina shiny lavi the Kohanim the chamire the lav of a Kohen is going to be different than other people because they're more machmir shariba ben hakosav mitzvahs rabbis Kohanim more mitzvahs akati lav shav v'kol minol and didachi we're going to learn out shav v'kol says the Gemara now because zaka techlamina I would have thought that even though a mitzvah say normally is docha lo say. Right, the case is not common. Shiny Kohanim, Kohanim are different. Hol v'riba v'hem, hakosav mitzvah seros. They have a lot of extra mitzvahs. Kohanim have a lot of extra mitzvahs. And since Kohanim have a lot of, you know, throughout the Torah, Kedusha, they have a lot of stuff that they have that that non-Kohanim don't have. So we'd say, afilu lav she'en shav v'kol lo dachi. That even a lav, she'en shav v'kol, would not be pushed aside. A mitzvah say, what's the lashon? Asay will not override an issue, even if it's not common to everyone, when it's something to do with Kohanim. Kamash Malan, therefore we need this to teach you that that's not the case. It will override it. It's his beard to teach that the Asay v'docha lo sase of the Kohen's Isser of shaving. And since his beard is needed in reference to its own context to teach that the Mitzora's Chiyav to shave is going to override the Kohanim Isser against shaving his beard, even though this Isser is not Shavu Lekol. So where are you going to learn out that a say, even by a case that is common to everyone? Because this is just locked it in only by Kohanim. Ella Asya Mirosho Dachtana. Rather, where do we learn it from? We learn it from Rosho, his head, in reference to another Tana, right? To someone who argues with the previous Bryce that we said his head is teaching that the Masorah shaves even in the corner of his head. There's a Tana that argues in that. And he says that the teaching of his head is a different context. And according to the way he learns the Pasuk over here, we're going to show that Asay is Docha Los Asay, even by a case that's common to everyone. The Tanya we learned in a Braisa. Rosho Matam Elomar. Why are you coming to teach me this word, Rosho? Rashi's Berosho Dumitzor and Namikar. That's what it's talking about. Lefisha Namar, since it says by a Nazir. Ta'ar lo yavar al rosho, a razor can't go on his head, right? A nazir is not one of the things he's not allowed to do. He's not allowed to shave any part of his head, not only the corners, but any part of his head. He can't shave his hair, right? Famous Shimshon. So ta'ar lo yavar al rosho, shomei ani af mitzora, therefore af mitzora v'nazir kain. I would learn out that even a mitzora is a nazir, it's going to fall into the same issue over here. And when he's purifying himself from his tzaras, he's not able to shave his head. Tamid loma rosho, therefore it says the word rosho to teach you not like that. It says it straight up to teach that even the nazir mitzora has to shave his head. So we see that the asay of a mitzora to shave is overriding the lav against a nazir, the los asay. And then we learn the same concept out to the rest of the Holy Torah. Rashi says, "Tamal Rosho Alma Osir Sefer Tochilos Asay." If you forgot the Lav Sheinu Shav B'Kol, since even though this is not a Lav Shav B'Kol, but we already learned out the Lav Sheinu Shav B'Kol Shtikol. I mean, in the Lav Sheinu Shav B'Kol, because the Hanafka Lo Mizakino, because you're learning that from Zakan, from the beard, the Idachtana. So today, in the Lav Shav B'Kol, so we place that in Lav Shav B'Kol, and that's where we learn out. Say is Docha Los Asay in the Lav Shav B'Kol. And that's why we need the word Allah to teach you that it wouldn't work in that case. But still, the Gemara says, "Yigal Mifrach." No, you can ask a cash on this. Malo Nazir Mitzora. What about the case of the Nazir Mitzora? He's a Nazir Mitzora. Can Yeshob She'ela? They have an opportunity of She'ela. That means they can get out. They can be released from the Isser by getting out, by going to do like Hafara Nazdarim, Ataris Nazdarim, going to a Chacham, getting out of it. So there's no raya that a Mitzvah Asay, that an Asay is going to be Docha, a more Chamor. Morchamer Isser. This is, it's like a weak Isser, Nazir, because you can get out of it. So if you can't learn it out to other things. Dilote Machi. If you're not going to say, like I'm proving you that this is a good kasha and it's not going off, because if you're not going to say this, that the Nazir's Isser is considered more kal than other Isserim, that you can't learn out, a kal to a chamer. The chamer is to teach the kal, right? So how the kaimalon, then how can you explain that which we learned in another place? The principle is that an asay is not going to be docha, a los asay, and an asay coming together. What do you mean? Just ligmor mi nazir. Let's learn now from the fact that a nazir, the mitzora, is a asay, and it's overriding the commendation, right? Because shaving the head of a nazir is over an isser and a asay. And let's learn out from there. The asay is docha asay and los asay. Elam nazir, my time and logamina. Why don't we learn out from nazir that asay is going to be docha an asay and a los asay if it's on the other side? We don't learn it out because that case is different. It's a weaker type of los asay because you can get out of it. Hachanami kalimifach here too. Also, you could ask the same question and you could say since you get out in sheila. Therefore, it's not strong enough if we can't learn out to something else. Rashi says, "She's going to Shela Lishol L'Chacham V'Yatir Lo Hilchachas Yasev V'Docha Lo Sase." Therefore, we allow it to say V'Docha Lo Sase, but we can't learn it out to other places as well, where you wouldn't be able to matter it. And at this point, we're back to our Hundred Kuchos to the Duchte. We don't have a source to teach us that a say is V'Docha Lo Sase according to this Tana. We're not done. We're going to continue with this with God willing next time. But until then, I want to stop off here and wish all you all a great, great day.